Good afternoon, and now the news in detail. Opposition MMD faction has expressed concern over the proposed nomination fees for candidates in the forthcoming general elections as presented by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. MMD faction Interim National Secretary Lumba Kalumba said while the party recognizes the need to maintain order, seriousness and credibility in the electoral process, the proposed fee structure raises fundamental questions about fair access to democratic participation. She has noted that the proposed fees, approximately 100,000 kwacha for presidential candidates and 25,000 kwacha for parliamentary candidates, translates into thousands of US dollars in a country where many citizens are struggling to meet basic economic needs. Ms. Kalumba has added that in many SADC countries, nomination fees for parliamentary candidates are either minimal or non-existent, allowing for broader participation. She has since called on the ECZ and other relevant stakeholders to review the proposed fee structure, engage political parties, civil society and the public, and ensure that the final framework promotes inclusion, fairness and genuine democratic competition.
These fees are prohibitive. They are meant to prevent people from participating. We may have very brilliant grassroots people who may not be financially endowed who will be excluded from representing their country in whatever positions they may wish to represent. This is undemocratic and it's not right. I think all stakeholders need to rally together and insist that the ECZ go back to the drawing board. If they need assistance, there are many people out there ready to assist in some of these issues.
Government has called for bold and coordinated investments to unlock Africa's economic potential through regional integration, infrastructure development and value addition. Speaking at the Antalya Diplomacy Forum 2026, during a panel on investing in Africa's future strategy, scale and competitiveness, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe said Africa's transformation requires deliberate action to strengthen energy security, transport and digital connectivity, and harmonize regulatory frameworks. He has highlighted Zambia's investments in renewable energy, strategic transport corridors and regional integration, while stressing the need for Africa to move beyond exporting raw materials towards value addition and industrialization. Mr. Haimbe said connectivity alone is not enough, adding that focus must be placed on what flows through these corridors. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in Turkey, Pamela Ngandu. The Zambia National Customer Experience Index summary report released by the Chartered Institute of Customer Management Zambia Limited has revealed that the country scored 61% in customer care experience, falling below the global benchmark of 80%. Speaking during the launch, Chartered Institute of Customer Management Zambia Limited Executive Director Dominic Manhundu said the rating reflects a customer experience environment that is moderate but still underdeveloped. Mr. Manhundu has explained that the findings indicate many customers are not receiving consistent, high-quality service across industries, with performance varying widely among organizations. He has added that the results point to deeper structural challenges in how institutions approach customer service, calling for comprehensive reforms rather than minor adjustments.
We are 61. The global benchmark is 80, which means we are significantly below the benchmark. This indicates that customer experience is moderate but underdeveloped at the national level. This means that customers are not experiencing consistent service excellence across sectors, and there is substantial room for improvement, not just mental fixes. We need to look at overhauling our service industry.
UPND Chongwe West aspiring parliamentary candidate Dr. Alexius Mulemba has welcomed the final delimitation outcome, saying the creation of an additional constituency in Chongwe will help boost development and bring services closer to the people. In an interview, Dr. Mlemba said although Chongwe had initially projected two extra constituencies due to its rapid population growth, gaining one still marks meaningful progress towards addressing infrastructure and service delivery challenges. He has noted that the new constituency is expected to result in increased constituency development fund allocations, enabling more focused and effective development interventions in underserved communities across the district.
I feel the issues have given us extra one, because if you look at the demographics, there's a lot of urbanization. People are moving from villages now moving to town. And again, people have been in town, they are moving into places like Chongwe, because that's where they want to be. But I understand because of the demand, the way this delimitation was, that's why they gave us one, because we had to be fair with everyone. You know, Zambians, one thing I love about Zambians, we love to share. So that sharing hat that we've got, we've decided that, okay, let's get one each, which is fine for now. So we are happy, as people of Chongwe, we are happy. It's an additional 40 million coming to our district. We're excited. We hope that that will help us a lot.
Meanwhile, Governance and Development Advocates Zambia has commended President Hakainde Hichilema and all opposition political parties in the country for the peaceful, mature and cooperative manner in which the national delimitation process has been conducted. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga says for the first time, political players have shown leadership and statesmanship.
President Hakainde Hichilema allowed the Electoral Commission of Zambia to work independently, and the opposition engaged through dialogue. We never experienced any conflict. The result is 70 new constituencies delivered without political violence or confusion in the country. This proves that Zambia's leaders can compete on policy but cooperate on democracy. We urge that this spirit continues as we head for 2026 elections.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
FNB Zambia says it has continued to grow its footprint in the country as it celebrates 17 years of operations. Bank Chief Executive Officer Kapompe Chola said the institution now boasts over 400,000 clients and has commended Zambians for supporting the bank's growth. Speaking during the FNB Wine Festival held last evening, Ms. Chola said the bank remains committed to providing financial services across various sectors, as well as giving back to the community through interventions aimed at improving livelihoods. She has added that the Wine Festival is a way of celebrating life and lifestyle.
We opened our doors to our customers in April of 2009, and we've seen that the Zambian citizens have supported us in growing our bank, but we've now reached 25 branches across the entire country. We're represented in 8 of the 10 provinces by branch footprint, but we have cash plus agencies across all the 10 provinces of Zambia. We also service clients then, in fact, across the entire sector space. So we're a bank that is providing universal services, and we've been doing this for 17 years.
Top international news. Iran's military says it will close the Strait of Hormuz again. Iranian state media reports. It comes after Iran's parliament speaker said the crucial waterway will not remain open if the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports continues. Donald Trump said on Friday the blockade would continue until a peace deal is reached, adding the strait is open and ready for business. The BBC has more.
The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament has denied President Trump's assertion that Tehran is close to signing up to a comprehensive peace deal. Mohammed Bagheer Ghalibaf dismissed Mr. Trump's upbeat assessment of negotiations on issues including free passage through the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium as 7 false claims. It's unclear whether ships are able to transit the Strait of Hormuz despite Iran's announcement that it was conditionally reopening the waterway. Tehran has threatened to reverse that decision unless the United States ends its blockade of Iranian ports. Iran's civil aviation authorities reported to have reopened part of its airspace to international carriers, but few airlines appear to be taking advantage of a corridor over eastern Iran. Most planes are preferring to take a detour to avoid the country. Democratic Republic of Congo and the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels have concluded a fresh round of talks in Switzerland. A joint statement says both sides will allow